Yay, we are back. Welcome to the Business Bootcamp day two. I hope that you are feeling so excited as we now begin to create the momentum towards the big vision. So I hope that you let yourself dream really, really big yesterday and you walk down that path in that meditation and said yes to your desires, because the first step really is in saying yes to the vision. Yes. Yes, 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 I do want this. Yes, I'm all in. Yes, I will do what it takes. Yes, I am willing to move beyond my comfort zone. Yes, I'm willing to think differently. Yes, I am willing to start showing up differently, because that's really what is required. If we want to experience different, we have to move different. And so I loved, first and foremost, seeing your Pinterest boards. And everyone who has yet to share, make sure that you do get yours in, because we are going to be announcing the giveaway winner via Voxer very, very soon. So jump in there to see who won. And if you haven't already submitted, make sure that you share your board on social and tag me at Ava Johanna. And we have another amazing giveaway today as well, too. And I cannot wait for us to dive into today's content, because you are going to not only give yourself an energetic makeover, but you'll be able to walk away from today with an exercise that you can use with your clients. So I really love being able to just demonstrate both sides of the coin, like I was saying yesterday, because we do the work for ourselves first. We get a felt sense of what it feels like to go through this process, and then we're better equipped to help other people do the same as well. So today is all about giving yourself an energetic makeover. And I freaking love this. And sometimes it ends up turning into an external makeover as well, if that's the way that you feel called and that's the inspired action that comes from it. And going back to our exercise yesterday, one of the prompts that I gave you inside of the meditation was to really get clear on what beliefs are required, what action is required, what saying yes and really committing to this new, bigger vision for the rest of the year requires you to step into, and what it really means. And something that is really, really important to recognize and speak to in this work is that in order for us to create forward momentum, we need to be forthcoming and proactive with the shifts that we create for ourselves energetically, emotionally, mentally, and then from there, physically, right? Physically meaning in the action that we're taking in our outward expression of the shifts that are happening inside. Something that's so powerful about breath work is that when you are utilizing the breath in your daily life, you will be able to first start to notice in the instant that you're practicing breath work an expansion of your energy, where you start feeling differently, you start thinking differently, you start to feel more of the qualities and sensations of abundance and overflow and support in your life. You start feeling that almost instantaneously. And so you're going to experience that in today's practice, which I'm so excited for. And on top of that, because you start to feel differently, you start to create more space for a new way of thinking and being to come forward within your mind. And so, our breathwork practice oftentimes offers us the exact information that we need in order to start taking steps toward the thing that we are creating. And so often, right, we get so caught up in the how. Okay, this is the vision, this is the desire, but how is it going to happen? I don't know how, I don't know all the steps. I don't know. And then, because of not having the answer to the how, we begin to doubt or maybe even play small in what we are asking for. And so today is all about giving yourself that energetic makeover using breath work so that you're shifting how you feel, you're shifting how you think. And through the shifting of how you feel and how you think, changing how you show up and creating enough space for you to receive inspired action, which we're going to talk about even more tomorrow, and create a new identity. When you're working with your clients, regardless of what type of work you do with your clients, there's some sort of growth, some sort of shift that they are desiring to create, right? And so this work becomes so powerful because when we can bring breathwork into how we feel, how we think, and use and have a daily practice that supports us in creating these identity shifts, there's something really tangible there to support us along the way of the journey. Because obviously, you know, some things can shift overnight and some things can happen in an instant. But for a lot of things, especially when we're changing our identity, and I mean, I know so many of you will know this, but like certain clients that you work with and they come to you, there's certain things that they've been doing for years, certain beliefs that they've had for years. And so it doesn't always happen overnight. And so when we have a practice that we can use every single day to create those little shifts that are almost like chipping away at the old belief and replacing it with a new belief, or chipping away at the old feeling and replacing it with a new feeling, when we have that, it compounds over time. And so we're going to start with that compounding effect today. And what I want you to think about as it relates to this energetic makeover is who you are required to be in order to hold the vision and to create the things that you desire to create for the end of the year. So maybe even thinking about certain beliefs that have not supported you in the past with growth, or certain fears or stories that have come in, maybe even as I've been talking, or yesterday as you were doing the exercise, remember, like even comparing the last 9 months to these next 3 months, like what are the things that can no longer travel with you? What are the things that need to be released? What are the things that have prevented you in the past from fully feeling confident and aligned with the big visions that you have? Or maybe you're at a point where this is like very beginning and there's a lot of different pieces coming up for you right now. And you're like, wow, like I'm going to have to let go of this habit. I'm going to let go of this behavior. I might even, hey, have to let go of this relationship if I really want to live my life in this way, if I really want to create this thing that I desire to create. You know, for example, a lot of the work that I do with people inside of the Academy of Breath is helping them to actually have a practice where they're devoted to sitting with themselves, being with themselves, exploring themselves, and not just rushing through life, not just rushing through their practices, but actually being in them and enjoying them and letting their practices be a part of their life and not as something that they have to do, but something that is a gift for them to do and that they get to do. And the shift that happens first and foremost is them realizing that they're worthy of sitting with themselves. They're worthy of feeling good. They're worthy of showing up daily for themselves and treating themselves as their most important client. And then they have the most amazing results because of it. And they feel so much more confident because of it. And so it's little things like that where just noticing, like, how are you showing up on a day-to-day basis right now? What are the things that have been slowing you down, or things that you know can't go with you any further? You know, I was having a conversation with somebody who is a AOB alumni, and she was sharing how overthinking and like not being able to make a decision and not being able to make a choice has had her paralyzed like her entire life, and that it came from her family. And like, that's such a perfect example of how we can limit ourselves and stop ourselves from doing the things that we really desire to do and getting the success that we desire to create because we're stuck in this analysis paralysis or feel like we'll make the wrong decision. And in order to be successful, you need to be fast action, make fast decisions, learn from the decisions that you make, but also obtain the mindset that you can't make a wrong decision, because even the decisions that don't unfold in the way that you desire are still providing you with lessons and wisdom and information that is ultimately supporting you. So you're always coming out on top. You're always truly making the right decision because you always win. And so thinking about those different maybe habits that you've had or things that you have taken with you from your childhood that just aren't serving you any longer. These are the things that we want to make over. And we want to replace those things with the energy of a successful, badass CEO that is doing their thing, making them money, impacting thousands of lives, feeling so supported by their business, feeling so in love with their clients, feeling so in love with all of the different things that they're doing with their work. That is the vibe that we're calling in. And that is what I really want all of you to step into as we move through our exercise today. And so we're going to be releasing. We're going to release and let go of the known and unknown, things that may be holding you back or have held you back, the things that you're ready to let go of, the things that you're ready to release with gratitude. Because again, like I was saying yesterday, it served a purpose. But now we're calibrating you to your wealthy self. We're calibrating you to your next level identity. We're calibrating you to the big vision, which means that beliefs are going to shift, habits are going to shift, fears are going to be put to the side, and you are going to start making bigger moves than ever before. And this gets to be the week that you do that. This gets to be the start. And so as we go through this exercise today, I want you to think of three next level I am statements. And your giveaway challenge for today is to share those statements on social, on your Instagram stories, again, tagging at Ava Johanna. And we created a cute little graphic for you so you can share those statements and make it super, super easy to share. But three next level statements that start with I am. Positive I am statements. The words I am, I literally have tattooed on my body. One of the practices inside of the Academy of Breath is mantra meditation. And the mantra we use is aham or I am. Translated from Sanskrit, aham means I am. And I am is like the two most powerful words to start a sentence because that's truly how we identify and how we view ourselves. So you're going to be creating three next level I am statements that align you with the big vision for the rest of this year. I am powerful. I am capable. I am decisive. I am abundant. I am worthy of the things that I desire. I am already set up to do and be and create and have all of the things that I desire, right? Beautiful, empowering I am statements. And not only that, but I want you to walk around your space. I want you in your car or wherever you are, whatever you're doing throughout the day, to just continuously come back to these I am statements. And what just came up also is you can use our graphic that we created and set that as your background on your phone. So every single time you open your phone, you see those I am statements and it anchors you back into this new belief, this new identity, and this energetic makeover that we are focusing on today. So I'm so excited for you to jump into the exercise. And again, you can use these practices, you can use this exercise specifically with your clients to help them identify what their next level I am identity is, and also release anything that no longer serves them. Release the fear, release the elements of their habits that haven't been supporting them with getting to the next level. And you could even use this with your audience and community that haven't necessarily signed up for anything yet, right? Like, help them release the things that are preventing them from really being courageous and jumping into your world. Go live on Instagram, do this exercise and support them with the release, support them with the let go, and support them with stepping into and choosing the new energy, the new identity, the new beliefs, the new I am statements that are going to make them feel so empowered and so excited. And again, start to create that momentum towards inspired action and movement that will align them with the big desire and the vision that they have. So tomorrow we're going to be talking all about aligned action, receiving guidance, and moving forward. And so today is so important that you do this exercise because I want to make sure that any action that you're taking, you're doing so from this really expansive energy versus, oh, I'm just taking this action, but I don't really believe it. Or, oh, I'm taking this action, but I'm not worthy. I don't think it's going to happen for me. We want to nip that in the bud Release all of that. Release all the doubt. Release all the stories. Release all the imposter syndrome. Whatever is there that's funky and gunky and no longer needs to be around, so that you move into tomorrow feeling expansive as fuck, having already created the energetic momentum. And then we get to take the aligned action steps. So again, make sure that you go to Instagram after you do your exercise, post your 3 next level I am statements, tag me at Ava Johanna. Enjoy the exercise. I'm so excited to hear how this goes for all of you, and I'll see you inside of our Voxer.